side, folks. That side run out, so I'll go ahead and finish out this side. Talk to y'all a little while on in. And see if I can get the whole thing made out here. Just a minute. I got a letter from Linda yesterday, and I told y'all about us ordering a new car. And I had wrote her back and told her, you know, what to get and everything. And she wrote me back, and, you know, it's hard to get something like that. We want to get something we'll both be satisfied with. And I write her a letter. It takes her 5 days to get it, and then it takes me 5 days to get the answer from it and everything. But like I said, she ordered it. She ordered us that Oldsmobile. And now she don't know where to go ahead and get it or wait till I get home. But I told her just to go ahead and do whatever she thought was best. And I guess we'll just, you know, really get us a nice car, because I want to come on out there to Texas and have a good way to go. We plan on going Six Flags over Texas when we come out this time. And Lou, here, Easter's going to fall the 14th of April. And I'm hoping that we'll get to spend Easter out there this year. If we don't, well, you know, we're going to try to split it up. We spend Easter with y'all. And way Linda talked in the letter, well, we're going to try to spend next Christmas with y'all, and then one Christmas with her mother and dad, of course. We're going to be either in Louisiana or Jacksonville, Florida, is where we're going to live. And she's already started, you know, talking to them about transferring to another place, transferring a job. And we've got, well, when I get out, we're going to wait about 2 months before we try to start our family. And, well, it's kind of hard to explain this on a tape, but we're going to wait about 2 months until we start our family and, you know, get settled down where we're going to be and know where we're going to stay and everything. And then she's going to work up until she's about 7 months pregnant. And the telephone company lets them work until they're 7 months, you know, because they don't do anything, any hard work anyway. And after that, well, she's going to quit work. You catch these little phrases over here. And she's going to quit work when she's about 7 months, and then we, of course, she'll have the baby, and she'll have her hands fully home after that, and I'll have me a good job, and be, of course, I can provide for us without any doubt. I ain't worried about getting a job. I know I can get a good job when I get out. Look here, just a minute. Listen, I can hear old Mama saw them chatting outside. Let me catch a little bit of it. I'm gonna see if I can get over here and catch a little conversation.
What you say, Mama son? Huh? What you do? What you do? Done. What you do? They put number. Done. Put number one shine on my boot, okay?
Well, I'm back over here in my bunk now. Of course, y'all couldn't tell what they're saying. I'll tell you what, them old mama sons. I guess, Pop, you know what I'm talking about. They stay as busy around one of these back polishing boots and cleaning clothes and all this as, I don't know. They as busy as a, well, I don't know. They just stay busy all the time. You ought to see them. They draw about, they get paid. Of course, all of us have to pay them individually, but it cost us about 850 piastres a month to, you know, for them to shine our boots and clean our clothes and what they have to do. But as a regular labor, they draw about 140p a day, and that's equivalent with about $1.10 a day. That's about what they make. But that's good money to them. They can probably live on 50 cents worth of rice for a week. And boy, you ought to see them. They always bring their little tin can with them that they eat. You know, they bring their dinner with them. And usually rice, and you can see they some kind of a little bitty fish, and it's a whole fish in with their rice, and they sit around chop chop, and it beats anything I ever seen. I picked up quite a few of their little phrases since I've been over here. I don't know. I can talk a little bit of their languages. I don't know. You know, a lot of it we have to learn, like on guard duty and everything. And Lade is come here, and Dung La is stop, and there are different phrases. Choi, oh, that's my goodness. And I don't know, there's a lot of the phrases we pick up that, you know, day in, day out, we just pick them up as the time goes by. I've learned some of them as far as the, you know, it's my driving. Well, I have to know their signs. It's Dunkway Mat, that's do not pass. And all of their signs, instead of it saying 30 miles per hour or something like that, well, let's say 25 miles per hour is 40 km. And I don't know. It's just, you know, it's awkward being in a country where the people can't talk to you, and you got to learn a little bit of their language to get by. And being a GI, well, there's a lot of the language, you know, that you pick up. It's, well, not the best kind of talk, but you pick up a lot of it, you know. Well, this tape just about run out on this side. Oh, I don't know if I told y'all on the other tape or not, or the letter I wrote, but I was up for Spec 5 for next month, and I guess I kind of got shot out of the saddle since I got transferred, but getting pretty short, so I don't guess it really matters, and it wouldn't mean much on the pay now, since I am so short, but my papers will go with me, my evaluation papers and everything, and maybe I'll make it over there with the 92nd. I'd like to get it for my records when I get out, you know. It look good to make Spec 5 in 2 years, but I was up for it for next month. I was supposed to go in front of the board, and maybe I'll get it over there. I hope I do. Well, y'all, this tape, I can't tell just how much is left on it, but there's not much. And if it runs out while I'm talking, well, I'm closing with my love to all of you. And y'all write me or send me a tape as soon as you can, because I sure do enjoy hearing from you. And I'll make y'all another tape when I get over there and get situated and kind of find out how the place is going to be, and I'll tell y'all about it. And y'all drop Linda a line every now and then. She enjoys hearing from y'all. I'll call her on the telephone or something. And 86 days, well, I'll be on home, and I hope that